Welcome, everyone. Can you use $500? Well, who couldn't? I'll tell you how to go about trying to win that. Upcoming here on the Gym Class, Mark Dukes, alongside Kyle Mann today and tomorrow. Scott Unash taking a brief vacation. He'll be back on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll be off for radio coverage of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We're going to talk a lot about that today. The brackets are out. The women's selections will be in about 3 hours, 6 o'clock there. Iowa and Drake will be in that field. But very interesting weekend in terms of not only basketball, but Division II and III wrestling tournaments are in the books. Division II held here in town, Division III in Cleveland. That is the site of this week's NCAA Division I wrestling tournament. And we'll talk with our friend Mark Ironside about that tournament on Wednesday. And then there was Tiger Woods. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Tiger. And my co-host, my regular co-host, Scott Unash, doesn't like Tiger. Thinks he gets too much attention, this and that. This is one thing I disagree with Scott on, and he's not here to defend himself. Unfortunately, maybe you will, Kyle. I don't know. But Tiger finished second by one stroke in the Valspar Championship and really had a shot to win his 80th career tournament. And I just go down this road because I saw that this tournament, which is usually just an ordinary tournament on the PGA Tour, had the best television ratings for a non-major in the last 5 years. So you tell me Tiger doesn't matter.
I'm definitely not going to. I'm with you on that one. Tiger definitely matters.
319-366-1600, our phone line and our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. Visit HertinandStockerJewelers.com. And we're going to visit with Mike Loss as well, our Gazette sports columnist, our regular Monday guest on the Gym Class. And we'll talk with him about the NCAA brackets. And haven't visited with Mike since Tyler Cook made his announcement that he's going to test the NBA waters either. So those topics coming up. I assume you watched the selection show yesterday.
I did.
Did you like the way in which the teams were announced? First 13 minutes, we knew all the teams in the field. Like it or not?
Well, it was obviously different, and I spent a little bit of time thinking about it. It was different, and so kind of my initial reaction was that previously I didn't find it to be broke. And so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But with that said, it's not like they unveiled the entire bracket all at one time. And that's really the excitement, is not just knowing, if you are rooting for a certain team, you kind of do want that anticipation and have that moment where, oh my God, we made it. I know that you want that, but you still get that when you find out what seed you got, who you're going to be playing, where you're going. You still get that a little bit, but I got to thinking what you're really avoiding is the team that sits around for several hours, has a watch party, everybody's in very good spirits, and the thing comes and goes, and you didn't make it. And that is just a really awkward, and those would be isolated incidents. Maybe you're dealing with five programs who have that experience per year. And I guess, now those teams just don't have that. You're either in, you're out, and you can pack it up and do whatever. I didn't really mind it. And just, I don't see a huge downside to it. And then, meanwhile, that upside, like there is a benefit, whereas I didn't really see any negative to it.
You said something that I'm totally on board with. The previous presentation wasn't broke.
Yeah.
So why try to fix it in this manner? I found myself, I knew Nebraska wasn't going to get in, but I found myself, okay, they're in the M's. The Ens are next. And I think another team I was going through that process as well.
I think it was actually even the same letter, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame,
they,
yeah.
They skipped right over it.
And if you missed the show, the teams were announced alphabetically. And it bounced back and forth from two different sets. And I wasn't on board with it. I didn't mind the previous format, except if you were in that fourth region that was announced, you're waiting around forever, and it's agony. But I thought maybe, okay, here are the number one seeds and the two seeds and the three seeds and right on down through 16. How about announcing the field that way?
That's actually very – I kind of like that. I like that idea. But and like you said, I said it initially, you just said it. The previous way, it really wasn't broken. And it, sure, like I said, there's maybe five teams who have really awkward watch parties and you don't make it. But as it was, I really liked the way that it used to be. You know, you unveil a region and you unveil a matchup all at once. And it had a lot of anticipation. It allowed enough time for the guys on television to give their analysis. It all just seemed to work out all right. I didn't really think that it needed to be rethought. I didn't think it needed to be reformatted. But I will admit, I didn't hate it yesterday as much as it seems like a lot of people did.
Well, I have coverage of the first four, those games tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. on all three frequencies, 1600 a.m., 107.5 the North Gym, and 106.3 the South Gym. And then, of course, NCAA tournament coverage coming up Thursday and Friday and through the weekend here on KGYM. Anything shock you in terms of the brackets?
Not really. Like you said, there was maybe Nebraska was the team that I was waiting to see if they would make it in.
They are a fifth seed in the NIT.
Yeah. I think it's kind of where's the Big Ten at this point in its life. I don't think Michigan finished the year strong, but I think the Big Ten was really close to just having three teams in it. They end up with four or five?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they end up with four teams, so could have been worse. But I, to answer your question, the one thing that really did shock me, if I had to pick something, I think I'm definitely not the first one to say this. Oklahoma State. They had a pretty darn good resume, and especially you do a side-by-side juxtaposition with Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma head-to-head twice. They beat Kansas twice. And then, meanwhile, Oklahoma, what did they – I pulled some stats earlier. They started the year something like 12-1, went on to finish the year something like 6-12.
Mm-hmm.
6-12, your last 18 games, you've got a 33% winning percentage. I mean, and I get it, okay? They've got a certain Trey Young on their team that who we even talked about this on Todd's show last week. You have to have Trey Young in. But if it came at the expense of Oklahoma State, that just doesn't taste right.
Oklahoma lost 8 out of its last 10. And while it has a very good RPI, better than Oklahoma State, man, Arizona State much the same way.
Yep.
And, you know, I understand, I think, without Trey Young, OU might not have been in the tournament. I'm not sure the committee looks at it that way. But, and then to be a 10 seed.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's a 10 seed.
I think.
Now watch them reel off about three or four wins in the tournament. You know?
That's the thing with them is that, and that's kind of why they made it. Because you look at them, they finished the year terribly. They, you know, they earned just a 10 seed, but you get it. They've got Trey Young, and it's not impossible that he gets hot. I mean, they are probably going to run into Duke in their second round game, which will make it pretty tough, but it's not impossible that a guy like Trey Young rattles off a couple wins.
Ryan and Walford, Dickie V going off on Oklahoma, getting in ahead of Oklahoma State was pretty comical. The resumes are similar. You can't discount Oklahoma's star, and that's Trey Young. That's why they are in. Oklahoma State should be upset about Syracuse getting in. The Sooners should be in Dayton, but I have no issue with them getting in.
And that's a good point. There's been a lot of conversation about Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State, but that's not necessarily the way that it's being looked at. It's not, you know, it didn't have to be one or the other. And Ryan brings up a good example. Syracuse, not that great of a resume.
He says Oklahoma State should be in regardless. Syracuse getting a spot was a joke.
Yeah.
Is that the Jim Boeheim factor?
Maybe. And they also, you know what, if we're going to talk about Syracuse, what were they a few years ago? An 8 or a 9, 10 or 11 seed? I can't remember exactly, but they were a low seed. But they are Syracuse. They do, at any given time, have a little bit, at least a little bit of talent on the team. They've got Jim Boeheim. They're experienced, and they know what they're doing. So Syracuse, maybe the resume didn't you know, wow you, but the committee probably looks at them and says, Syracuse, if you're close, you're going to get the nod.
3:15 on the Gym Class. It's sunny and 44 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. That's where our main studio is located. Studio 1, I think, as they say. Where's Studio 2?
Not familiar. Not privy to the layout.
To where Rick Swan is across the hall? Smart radio.
That would have to be it.
Michigan State, I thought, kind of got jobbed with a 3 seed.
I thought so too, and that is a pretty tough region to be in, especially to be in the same one as Duke. I would say Duke is probably your strongest 2 seed. Michigan State also might be your strongest 3 seed, and they end up in the same region. I would have taken if Duke's going to my Final Four over Kansas, and if Michigan State was in the West, for sure. But Michigan State was a team I was looking at as a Final Four quality caliber team.
That Midwest region, the number 1 seed is Kansas, 2 is Duke, 3 is Michigan State, 4 is Auburn, a dangerous team. And then you look at 6, TCU. I mean, it's played some very good basketball. Rhode Island is UNASA's team. They fell in the conference tournament final to Davidson and have Oklahoma.
Yeah.
In the first round, I haven't watched him much, but you know, that's a team that can be dangerous as well. It's a tough region.
Yep, I think that's probably the most competitive region. I think Virginia and Villanova each have pretty easy paths. I think the Midwest has the most interesting teams, going to be very competitive, and then the West. I don't know what to make of the West. It's pretty lackluster. Xavier is a good 1 seed. But then, North Carolina as a 2, they've got talent. Mm-hmm. We've seen them play well, but they don't wow me. Every team in that entire region is good, but not perfect.
Can Ohio State make a run in that region?
I've actually got Ohio State ducking out in the first round.
South Dakota State, huh?
I brought his name up when we talked to Kevin Lehman last week. Mike Dom for South Dakota State is no joke, and he's a matchup problem. He's at least going to keep South Dakota State in it, I would expect. South Dakota State. He's going to keep South Dakota State in it. And then Ohio State has struggled before. It is not beneath them to, you know, play poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Ohio State to lose in the first
round.
I'm
looking at that West as well and see that 8-9 matchup, Missouri and Florida State.
Very spicy.
Only because Michael Porter Jr. is back.
Yep.
Albeit rusty. But can he make enough of a difference for that Missouri team to make a run? You've got to consider that when you're filling out your bracket.
You have to. And the thing is, it's not just Michael Porter. They were a good team without him, and now they're having to incorporate him. But you know, it's not like that's a chore. That's a pretty dangerous team.
In the East, you've got Villanova, the number 1 seed. Purdue, a 2. Let's see. Well, Purdue did make it to the championship game of the tournament, right?
Yep. Okay. Played really well for most of the year.
Texas Tech, a 3, kind of a dangerous team. Wichita State, about 4. It's funny how Wichita State leaves the Missouri Valley and then gets all kind of street cred.
Right.
You know?
I think we'll probably hear about that on Todd and Alex's show, but I know Alex is very high on Wichita State.
Yeah. In the South, it's Virginia, a very defensive-minded team that, I mean, you look at that 8-9 matchup, too, Creighton and Kansas State. That's really good. I don't know what to make of Arizona. Our old friend Tyler Ryder said nobody wants to play Tennessee. That's a 3 seed. The Vols lost to Kentucky in the championship game of the conference tournament. Speaking of Kentucky, there they are again. You know, I think they're a 5 seed. Is that right?
Yep. You've seen this before.
Don't sleep on them.
Yep. And there again, I'll say it again, starting to sound like a broken record. They've got a lot of talent on that team. And here late in the season, you know, we've seen this with Kentucky before. They're hitting their stride at the right time.
37-76 on the text line, Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Iowa's not playing this year in the Sweet 16, and for good reason. I guess it's time to switch gears, bring on football season. Ironically, just received in the last hour a notification from Steve Rowe, communications director at Iowa. It's on next week. Spring practice begins next Wednesday. Next Tuesday, Kirk Ferentz will hold a news conference. I'm sure KGYM will be represented there.
Yep, I'm going to have to make a note of that
2
right
o'clock,
now.
2 o'clock Tuesday. And I'm sure we'll have audio and whatnot there. So, yeah, football season never ends, really. But 37-76, you got your wish there. We're going to have some football talk come next week. So anything else about the bracket? When you already have yours filled out.
Yeah,
you just do one.
I used to be kind of a multiple guy, and what I've done is I'll do one right away to kind of just, you know, trust my gut, and then I'll maybe do one more as it gets closer, just to, as I've done a little bit more research. Especially this year, I took a lot of first round upsets, but by the time I get to the Final Four, I've got a lot of chalk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best teams in the country this year kind of separated themselves, and I'm having a hard time seeing. I've got a lot of first round upsets, but I'm having a hard time finding a lower seed who's going to make a run, rattle off a couple. I don't really see that team this year.
See, filling out more than one bracket is like being in 10 fantasy football leagues. You root for everybody because you got everybody.
Yep, I got.
You know what I mean?
Got this team somewhere.
I'm going to give my, you know, one good shot. I'm not good at this thing anyway. I think I've won it once in the history of playing. I mean, that was when Louisville won in the 1990s. But generally speaking, I'm near the bottom of the pecking order when it comes to these brackets. But I mentioned a chance for you to win $500, and you can do that by entering the KGYM Bracket Challenge. All the information on the website, kgymradio.com. You have a chance to win $500 if you're the winner of the Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. You go to our website. It says click here. You enter the password MADNESS, all caps. Fill out your bracket, and you're in. You need to do so by Thursday before 11 a.m. So you can't win if you can't play. Go to kgymradio.com, enter the KGYM Bracket Challenge. Green Bay Dustin on the text line. New Mexico State is my only low seed in the Sweet 16.
They've got I've actually got them. I might have that too. I'd have to look at it, but they've got the defense. I expect them to be close with Clemson. They'll be right there. And then Auburn is the favorite to be their second round matchup. Auburn doesn't wow me. I know the SEC was good this year, but Auburn just doesn't quite do it for me.
Dustin putting it out there. He's going to win the bracket challenge this year.
Ooh.
Don't spend that $500 too soon, Dustin.
It's been said.
Can you enter more than once?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm going to get you that information. I don't have the answer to that right away.
Have to look into
okay.
it.
Okay. So you're a one bracket guy, and you have or have not filled it out?
Yep. I'm a one bracket right off the bat, and then maybe if I rethink things, I won't have a second bracket, but I may change it but I'll only, you know, pay attention to one bracket.
You want to reveal who you've got in the Final Four?
Sure. And like I said, I took a lot of first round first round upsets. I think I had 9 double-digit seeds moving on to the round of 32, which I felt good about. But then, like I said, lot of chalk in the Final Four. I've actually got 3 number ones with Virginia and Villanova. I think those teams are. I think those are the 2 best teams in the country. They've got pretty easy roads. And then I didn't want to take Xavier, but their region is pretty simple. I think
they're going to be the first top seed out.
Xavier?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Kansas. But then I've got Duke coming out of the Midwest. So I've got Virginia, Villanova, Xavier, and Duke.
Hmm. Interesting. I'll probably be filling out mine come Wednesday.
Yep. Wait till the last second. The one thing that I think is really cool this year is that we've had a lot of the blue blood programs. Hasn't happened yet, but we've got the big FBI probe going on where, you know, some of the top programs, top coaches are said to, you know, it's only a matter of time before they get in trouble for paying players and recruiting and playing dirty, doing it the wrong way. Meanwhile, 3 of the best teams in the league are Virginia, Villanova, and Xavier. I love the irony there.
Which Big Ten team do you think will go the farthest?
Well, if Michigan State didn't have to run into Duke, I would say Michigan State. But as it is, I would say Purdue.
Mm.
I think Purdue falls to Villanova in the Elite Eight.
Interesting. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. We're going to get the impressions of Mike Halas coming up here. We're going to go to a break, then bring in Mike right here on the Gym Class.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Variety, the children's charity, is dedicated to improving the lives of kids in need. You can help too by attending their annual Spirits of Spring, March 16th at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. Come sample wines and spirits, enjoy tasty hors d'oeuvres, live music, a silent auction, and more.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in, like, 20 minutes?
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined, UNASH and Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Welcome back. 328 on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann for the next couple days. Scott UNASH will be back in the saddle on Wednesday. Speaking of tomorrow, the guest list includes new Jefferson football coach Chris Busing. He'll join us and talk about getting the job and what he expects out of the Jayhawks next fall. And Kevin Lehman, we're moving him from Thursday to tomorrow so he can weigh in on the NCAA men's basketball tournament. By the way, congratulations. Speaking of the postseason, also to the Kirkwood women and the Wartburg women, each advancing in the national tournament. Kirkwood, the defending national champion, returning to play in the junior college national tournament. That'll be coming up next week in Arkansas. And then the Wartburg women, unbeaten on the year, ranked number two in the country, has moved into the Final Four. And that'll be coming up this weekend in Minnesota. So great postseason action for those two teams. We wish them the best of luck in their pursuit of a national championship. Right now, bottom of the hour, we want to bring in Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist. And Mike, how are you?
I'm bored.
Bored?
Yeah, it's NCAA tournament week. I don't have anywhere to go.
Well, are you following the CIT today?
Well, I I saw the final score. Drake won, so on to the quarters.
Man. Did you approve of the process by which they went about things yesterday on the selection show?
You know, all I did was watch until the final pairing was announced, and then I shut it off. So I didn't watch the two-hour show, and I don't even know what people are talking about.
Oh. Yeah, announcing the teams alphabetically, and we know the teams in the first 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know, everybody seemed to think that was a fail, and you can insult people a lot easier than you think you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, somebody out there saying, well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. But, I mean, really, the whole country just wants to see the pairings. And I guess people expect to be tantalized a little bit. But when half the field, I mean, it's not just half the field. People are pretty sure about 64, 65 of the 68 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But get on with it. You know, what about the bubble teams and where's everybody playing? And for the 68 teams that are in the thing, they want to know where so people can start making plans that very minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, you know, it's not the first time that network TV has insulted us.
Are you a one-bracket guy, a multiple-bracket guy, or a no-bracket guy?
Well, I've been a no-bracket guy most years because I'm too busy because there's a team from this state to go follow in a tournament. You leave on Tuesday or Wednesday. This year I've got a little time on my hands. So, but it doesn't matter because I don't know what I'm doing. It's all guesswork, and the thing blows up by, you know, 1 p.m. on Thursday, it seems like,
mm-hmm.
to me. So maybe the trick is to just not think about it. Just write down a whole bunch of names and forget about it and be done with it, and then, you know, wait for the call that I've won a Buick.
Now, you've watched a lot of basketball this season. Let's take the Big Ten first and then go to the Big 12. Four teams from the Big Ten. First of all, did the committee get it right? And second of all, what do you think of the chances of those four teams?
Well, it's the kookiest Big Ten season of all time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got four teams that are top four seeds, and then you've got 10 teams that are not in the tournament at all, and only two of those 10 even got into the NIT, and neither one of those two is seeded higher than fourth in the NIT. So it's the most top-heavy conference in the history of the conference. It's crazy. You've got a Nebraska team that went 13-5 and didn't even get close to being in the NCAA tournament. Penn State was 9-9, but Penn State beat Ohio State three times. That's a good team. They didn't get close. And it was just a few years ago, Iowa was 9-9 and I think 20-13, and they got in the NCAA. So there were just a lot of bad teams in the league this year that dragged down Nebraska and Penn State. But then you've got four teams that the whole country has enormous respect for. And I think that any one of those four teams could be a Final Four team, and I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of them are.
Michigan State at three?
Yeah. That's kind of interesting for a Big Ten regular season champion. I don't know if they're non-conference wasn't that great this season. I don't think it was. But you know what? The eyeball test tells me that that team's got as good a chance to win it all as anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of leads me right into the question I had. Michigan State and Purdue kind of all year looked like the two best teams in the league. Would you say that they are real national title contenders?
I would rank Michigan State in the Big Ten with the best chance, and I would say Michigan has the second best. Even though Michigan's a four, the seeds, to me, they don't matter that much. I mean, it's matchups, and I like the Michigan side of the bracket it's on. I think that's just a veteran, such a smart, good team, inside, outside. Every guy they put on the court can drive to the basket. So I see that as a real tough team to get rid of. And I like Michigan State just on length and, you know, frontline talent. A little concerned about their guard play, so I hesitate. I'm going to pick them to win it all just to be a homer, because I have, you know, I'm not sold on these Big East teams, I guess. But every team in the whole field I look at, and, you know, I see thorns. So, you know, give me a team with two lottery picks on it, and that's Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I really like Michigan State, but I have the same concern that you do, where I don't know if they've got the guard play that's so important, especially here in March. But I have to ask, when you look at Purdue, what do you see, or what maybe don't you see, where you don't necessarily buy into them?
Well, I'm not saying I don't buy into them. I mean, they're a very good team. I just don't know if that's Final Four material, if that's a team that can win six NCAA tournament games. I don't know. I think Purdue's a team that maxed out its potential, and I don't think Michigan State has.
Seven teams from the Big 12, and I'm on this, I don't know whether it's the Dickey V bandwagon or what, but I just can't believe Oklahoma got in.
I can't either. They're not very good.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been bad the last month of the season. I mean, just really, that's not an exaggeration. They've been bad. And I know it's over a 32-game season, but I thought that what happened in the last month was supposed to mean a little bit more. I don't know how they judge these things, and I don't care, but They're in. Oklahoma State's not. The records are the same. Oklahoma State beat them 2 out of 3. Oklahoma State beat them Friday. I don't get it, but, you know, watch. Oklahoma will probably win a couple games this week, and that seems to be how it goes.
Yeah. You think this is
although, as I say that, I realize they would play Duke in the second round.
Do you think this is a one-year thing for the no appearance by a state school?
Not necessarily. No. No, I don't.
Could happen next year, huh?
I think it could. I wouldn't bet on it right now, but I wouldn't bet against it either.
Mm-hmm. We haven't talked to you since, obviously, the announcement came the end of last week. Tyler Cook announcing his intentions to test the NBA waters. I particularly, not only in Cook's case, I think this is a really good thing for underclassmen to get the feedback and then go ahead and make a decision. I guess in Cook's regard, what are your thoughts there? Probably not surprised.
Well, as to your first point, there were, I believe, 138 early entries from U.S. college teams last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are only 60 draft picks.
And the internationals figure in there, too.
Yeah, and there were 40 or so more internationals that were early entries, not seniors. Seniors don't really even factor into the NBA draft anymore, it seems like. So some of those guys obviously were one-and-dones or two-and-dones ready to go. But you had Isaac Haas and Vince Edwards of Purdue. They were early entries. The NBA said, not really high on our list. The same thing with Mo Wagner of Michigan, a terrific player. So he went back. And so you kind of think that's where Tyler Cook would fit because he's not on anybody's mock draft, and I wouldn't expect to see him on any. The thing is, does that mean that Cook's going to go back to Iowa? And I think a lot of people out there are assuming they would. I'm not convinced. I don't know that he would. I don't know that he wouldn't. So there may be a bigger story, in several weeks' time. I don't know. If I did know, you'd know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you hear this, you hear that, and I'm just, and people change their minds, too. I remember 2 years ago, Peter Jock, I was hearing, well, he's just tired. He's tired of the program, not the program maybe, but he's just tired of where he was. And after his junior year, he wanted out. He goes to the NBA draft combine, and it's become apparent he's not ready for the NBA. He comes back to Iowa, has a wonderful senior season.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his mind about things. You adjust to the reality of the moment. And maybe that's what Cook will do.
3:41 on the Jim Klaus, talking with the Gazette sports columnist Mike Loss. A couple other topics for me, Mike. And you spent, I think, more than a day at the Boys State basketball tournament just because of the names that were there. What did you take away?
I guess the most striking thing to me, and it's not individuals in specific, it's just how much better Iowa high school basketball is than it was when I started covering things here. And I guess that, that's an obvious statement, but it just strikes me that how many teams have bigger, better basketball players. And they're in all four corners of the state, and they're in, they're in every class. I saw players that I had not heard of just because they weren't from Eastern Iowa, and I thought to myself, that looks like a future college player to me,
Mm-hmm.
I saw Sergeant Bluff Luton, or Luton, I'm sorry, I don't know the pronunciation. They played Oskaloosa, and I wanted to see Oski because of Xavier Foster, the 6'11". Sophomore who's going to have probably every college coach in the country traipsing through Oskaloosa the next year. But I saw players on Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's like, those are good players. there's another kid who plays alongside of Foster in Oskaloosa who's a 6'9 junior who's like fourth or third in Class 3A in assists.
Agree. He's a good player.
He's a very good player. I looked at him and I watched him for 32 minutes and I said, that's a Division I player. He's the second best player, or second best prospect at Oskaloosa, which has been a basketball graveyard up until the last couple of years. And on down the line, I mean, North Lynn, they missed out on the state title by a hair, but North Lynn's got really good players, in Coggin. Really good players. One of them is the brother of Nicole Miller, who was Iowa's Miss Basketball, so there's bloodlines there. And then the Hilmer kid has got another year left, and he's just terrific. I mean, just he's going to be a Division I player. So mm-hmm. it's repetitious, but I'm beating this to death, but there are a lot of good players in this state. And then we haven't even touched on Joe Wieskamp and Patrick McCaffrey. Cedar Falls, Green, oh my gosh, what a performance he had in the state title game.
Yes, he did.
He was incredible. So a lot of good stuff there.
What struck me about the Oskaloosa is they're playing this 6'10", 6'11 kid at the free throw line extended. He rarely posted up. And I said, what the hell are you doing?
Well, that's what I wondered too, but they left him open in the game I saw. So he hits a three and they still leave him open. And he doesn't shoot very many threes, but they left him open and he took them and he made them. He made four of them that day. 6'11 sophomore. And he says he's not done growing, which would stand a reason. I mean, I think he's 15 or else he's just turned 16.
Yeah. Did you watch any golf yesterday?
No.
Why?
I just was busy.
Tiger didn't reel you in.
I had stuff to do.
Okay.
But what I saw today was that got almost double the ratings of last year's U.S. Open and PGA Championship.
Best rating for a non-major in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's playing again this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, here we go again, although this week's the NCAA basketball tournament. I might watch that.
Iowa women going to get find out their destination. Well, and Drake as well. Drake, God, they don't pay much attention to the Missouri Valley Conference women's basketball, but what they've done the last 2 years is almost unheard of.
Yeah, they never lose.
No.
Yeah, they've just owned it, and they've got a couple of Eastern Iowans playing for them. I'm curious about Iowa's draw. I'd like to see them go somewhere where they can, you know, have a second-round game that they can win, and all of a sudden people are saying, hey, they're in the Sweet 16. That's kind of interesting.
Some people making a fuss over Megan Gustafson not making every first team All-American, and I'm saying, man, if you're second or third team All-American, that's saying something. She had a great season, but some of the people ahead of her are just better.
I'd be lying if I said I knew enough about women's basketball to know there are five better players.
Well,
but there are so many of these teams, and, you know, whatever, you know, let's see what the Associated Press says. I don't care what Sports Madness says, or Bobby's blog. I don't care. Give me the real All-America team.
Well, the best player on UConn is usually probably one of the best players in the country, right?
Seems to be.
And maybe down the whole starting lineup. I don't know.
Yeah, the fourth best player of UConn might be the fourth best player in the country.
But she's very decorated, Gustafson, that is, and she's got one more year, so it's going to be fun to follow.
What happens too is, and you see this in a lot of places, but if it's close between a senior and a junior, people will vote for the senior.
True enough.
It's hard to imagine if she stays healthy that she won't be a consensus first team All-America by everybody, including Bobby's blog next year.
Well, Mike, you're going to be in front of your TV instead of at some NCAA destination, and that's too bad, but enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be different. You know, I don't know. Who are you picking?
I don't fill mine out until Wednesday, typically.
Oh, I see. Well, what team would you most like to see win it? Out of all 68, what would be the thing that you thought was most enjoyable?
LIU, you know? Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah? I don't see you as a Brooklyn guy.
No, but they've got a good backstory.
Do they now?
Maybe I'm thinking of Baltimore County, which I watched yesterday. They got a couple of really good guards.
I'd like to see Loyola.
Yeah.
Or South Dakota State. That would be fun.
Well, Kyle expects South Dakota State to beat Ohio State in the first round.
That's right. And Loyola is my one or two double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, okay. You know, this is like the sports radio thing, isn't it? I just want somebody, and I always want this, to cause anarchy. I mean, to just tear it down. To come from nowhere and to just, you know, poke fingers in the eyes of everybody else and like Butler did several years ago, you know.
Even last year too, yeah.
just make a mess of things. Just make a total mess of things. There would be, if South Dakota State went to the Final Four, that'd be so cool.
It would. It would. And this has been such a crazy year in basketball. It might happen.
Well, maybe.
All right, Mike, gotta let you run.
Okay.
Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
You bet.
Michael Osk, Gazette sports columnist, joining us as he usually does on Mondays. And, again, we'll bring him back in and talk about the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, maybe a little NCAA wrestling, depending on what happens there. Actually, that action begins on Thursday in Cleveland, and we'll visit with Mark Ironside on Wednesday to preview that particular tournament. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on the Gym Class.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann bringing the show to the finish line here in the next couple minutes, and we'll put a bow on things here as we thank Michael Loss, Gazette sports columnist, for joining us on this Monday. A couple texts. We were talking about Tiger Woods and The TV ratings going through the roof in his second-place finish. Kenneth on the text line, I have to admit I tuned in yesterday to watch the PGA tournament. I wouldn't have without Tiger near the top since Zach wasn't in contention. And Ryan and Walford, Tiger Woods means more to golf than Jordan meant to the NBA than Michael Jackson meant to pop music. Without Tiger Woods, I don't think anyone knows where golf would be. Him playing good only makes it better. Well, we'll see this week if he's in contention or misses the cut or what have you. That'll be at the Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer tournament, and he'll be in action there. Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. We talked a lot about the NCAA tournament today. We ask you this. How did you feel about this year's NCAA selection show format? Liked it, hated it, or generally indifferent? Go to KGYMradio.com and register your vote. And while you're there, a reminder to enter the KGYM Bracket Challenge and a chance to win $500. Green Bay Dustin already believes that's in his pocket, but give him a challenge out there. Go ahead. Click on the appropriate area, enter the password MADNESS, all capital letters, and then just fill out your bracket before the tournament action begins on Thursday. $500 to the winner presented by I'm On Communications. We're not eligible, Kyle.
I know. I heard about that. Really could have gone for 500.
Do we have an inner office thing this year?
I believe so. I think that just became official today.
Oh, okay.
Got an email from Todd.
Okay.
Commish.
He studied the gambling rules, I'm sure. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, I'll get mine in on Wednesday. Go ahead and get yours in on KGYMradio.com. Again, a reminder, tomorrow, New Jefferson football coach Chris Buesing will be joining us to talk about his new position. And Kevin Lehman, I'm sure, will have tons to say and analyzed about the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We'll find out tonight, 6 o'clock, the destination for Iowa and Drake women, both solidly in the field. And Wednesday, Mark Ironside will be en route to Cleveland, but as promised us, carving out some time to talk about the NCAA wrestling tournament upcoming this weekend. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, we will be off so we can present you the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Best couple days of the year. I would really say that Thursday and that Friday, there's just so much going on. All day long, pretty much up until you're about ready to go to sleep, that Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament.
I know you'll be at work for both days, but how much time will you spend in front of the TV watching the tournament?
I will probably relocate to the conference room. I'll spend as much time as possible in front of
again,
the television.
Again, it's on three different channels, the Turner, TNT family.
I recall, is it three or was it even four? It was CBS.
Could be four.
True TV, TBS, and does TNT even carry a couple games?
Probably
on those first couple days?
But
I think there's four channels.
The most important thing is KGYM will be carrying radio coverage right there. So need to put a wrap on things. We again thank Mike Loss for joining us. Kyle and I will be back again tomorrow on the Gym Class on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network.